From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It was a close vote, but Democrats in the House have handed President Obama a victory. By a vote of 220 to 215, the House has approved landmark health care overhaul legislation. Congressman John Dingell of Michigan says the bill will provide coverage to millions of Americans who don't have it.
It provides coverage for 96% of Americans. It offers everyone, regardless of income, age, health status, the peace of mind that comes from knowing that they will have real access to affordable health insurance when they need it.
But House Minority Leader John Boehner said during the hours-long debate Saturday that the Democrats' bill takes the country in the wrong direction.
The American people want two things from health care reform. They want lower cost, and they want more choices. And I think the underlying bill here tonight does exactly the opposite.
President Obama is praising the vote and in a statement said he's confident that the Senate will pass its version of an overhaul bill. There has been an explosion on the outskirts of Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar. Police say there have been several casualties. The Associated Press quotes police as saying it was a suicide bomb attack, apparently aimed at the local mayor, who was injured. Militants have struck numerous times in Pakistan in recent weeks. The attacks appear to be in retaliation for the military offensive by the Pakistani military against militant strongholds in the South Waziristan tribal region. A military spokesman says the man blamed for murdering 13 people and wounding 30 others at Fort Hood has been taken off his ventilator. NPR's John Burnett reports from Killeen, Texas.
Though Hassan's condition is better, Fort Hood spokesman Colonel John Rossi would not say whether Hassan has spoken yet with criminal investigators. Hassan was shot by police officers during his rampage Thursday at a soldier deployment center here. More than 200 investigators, from the Texas Rangers to the FBI, are involved. So far, they've interviewed more than 170 victims and witnesses. Colonel Rossi said they found no evidence of friendly fire. As of Saturday night, 17 shooting victims remain hospitalized, among them Sergeant Kimberly Munley, the civilian police officer who first shot back at Hassan and is being hailed as a hero, is reportedly in good condition for gunshot wounds to her wrist and legs. John Burnett, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
President Obama has delayed a trip to Asia so he and his wife can attend a memorial service at Fort Hood Tuesday. In his weekly media address, the president called the shootings heartbreaking and despicable and paid tribute to those who stopped the gunman. Forecasters are keeping an eye on a big storm in the Caribbean. They say Ida has returned to hurricane strength off Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The weather is worsening in the resort city of Cancun, where officials are readying storm shelters. Forecasters say Ida will enter the Gulf of Mexico and eventually weaken again to a tropical storm. You're listening to NPR News. Finance officials from the group of 20 nations are pledging to maintain emergency support for their economies until global recovery is assured. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says that the latest U.S. unemployment numbers show it's still a very tough economic environment.
If we put on the brakes too early, we're going to weaken the economy and the financial system. Unemployment will rise, more businesses will fail, budget deficits will rise, and the ultimate costs of the crisis, economic costs and fiscal costs, will be greater.
Geithner was speaking at the close of the two-day G20 meeting in Scotland. An international criminal court prosecutor left Kenya Saturday following talks with state leaders. Luis Moreno Ocampo hopes to investigate possible crimes against humanity in Kenya following the 2007 presidential elections. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
International Criminal Court prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo said Saturday that if the court allows him to move forward with an investigation in Kenya, he will move quickly. Kenyans have been waiting nearly 2 years for anyone to be prosecuted for criminal acts during ethnic clashes in late 2007, early 2008. More than 1,000 people died here and hundreds of thousands were displaced. Women were raped, farms burned, livestock died or were stolen. And many victims encounter their attackers on a daily basis as the attackers walk freely on the streets. Moreno Ocampo says he plans to concentrate on the top two or three ringleaders of the violence.
My duty, my mandate, is to end impunity of the most serious crimes. I will do that.
Kenya's government is responsible for prosecuting the rest. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.